Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Another thing sitting on the Yankees horizon too, that maybe we get to too. Are they going to play a game tomorrow night?
Why? It's supposed to rain?
Tomorrow, and the forecast is up this, is supposed to be brutal all day and now into the night.
See, Here's what baseball kind of screwed up last year. And I don't know if the weather, I haven't seen the weather, so I trust you on this. If the weather's that bad on Wednesday, they were better off, or Thursday, I should say, they were better off scheduling a doubleheader today and like getting ahead of it. Because The one thing you can't have at the end of a regular season are games not being played that you need to have played.
Right. It's what happened last year with the Mets.
And they had to play those games.
Of course. And now it made it dramatic and awesome with the Braves, but it would have been better if it didn't go into an extra day.
And
it was great for us from an entertainer standpoint.
Sure, but it wasn't fair also.
100%.
Like, think about the Yankee situation, and I don't even know how baseball would handle this. If they're a half game ahead of the Blue Jays, okay, but they're only a half game because they had to cancel Thursday's game. The Yankees could say, no, we got to play the game because if we play the game and win, we win the division. Yes. We don't play till Saturday. If they lose the game, they got to play the next day in the wild card series. You have to play that game.
Yeah, of course.
Like, it wouldn't be fair. It's not fair to Toronto to say you don't win the division with the Yankees a half game ahead. That's BS. That's not fair to Toronto, and it's also not fair to the Yankees.
Yeah.
If the situation was vice versa.
This is going to get dicey with the weather.
I didn't even know
it was paying attention to the weather.
Yeah, I thought it was supposed to be tomorrow morning, and I got wind of it this afternoon. Look at tonight, and it keeps building and building and building. Here's the other problem. It's not just raindrops that could be potential. There are thunderstorms tomorrow afternoon and tomorrow night.
Yeah.
So you can't just go run out there and play through raindrops if there's lightning either. We have that whole lightning thing.
Now, do you want to hear a preemptive, crazy, never done before idea if they can't play tomorrow?
Okay.
Are you ready for this?
What?
Yankees play the White Sox on Friday afternoon. Okay? They play them Friday afternoon.
Yeah.
Then the Yankees play a doubleheader Saturday and a single game Sunday. So Yankees, Orioles, Friday, goodbye. They play the White Sox instead. And the White Sox, I think, are playing like the Nationals over the weekend, so who cares?
Yeah.
But screw it, they'll play a doubleheader Saturday. So you make up the game on Friday, And then make up Friday's game with a double dip on Saturday, and end the season on Sunday. They should just make me commissioner and get it over with.
Evan, that is genius.
Right. But how many other teams get affected?
Just the Nationals.
Just the Nationals.
That's and the Orioles, they have to wait a day.
Right.
But remember, those two teams, they're not playing for anything.
Exactly, they don't care.
If you were hurting the competitive balance of another team in a pennant race, it would suck.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not.
Yeah.
Boy,
that is genius.
They should make me commissioner. Mm. And I'll tell you another thing I'd do as commissioner. I wouldn't do this ABS crap. Either some computers, actually, all computers or no computers. Don't give me this, we're going to do replay when you tap your head only three times a game.
If you have the ability to get it exactly right every time, why not just get it exactly right?
100%.
Every time.
I watched this in spring training. I didn't like ABS, but we'll get into that at a later date.
Yeah.
Let's go to Gabe in Wayne, New Jersey. What's up, Gabe?
Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. Oh, no, poor little Georgie Borgie's upset about a cheating scandal in baseball. Morris nailed it, absolutely. But I wasn't calling the trash bringer, although that's a favorite pastime. I'll call him to just be curious about the Giants' timing on potentially trading Russell Wilson. Mm-hmm. So I'm a Green Bay Packers fan. The Cincinnati Bengals called up the Packers the second Burrow went down and offered a 6-round draft pick for Malik Willis. I think Gutekunst hung up on Cincy, called them back just so he can hang up twice. So that wasn't a good enough offer. I get it.
Right.
But at the end of the day, after a game like the one that Russell had against Dallas, that's going to be the highest value that man is going to hold for you as a team to potentially trade him.
Right.
So not trading him then, when you potentially could have gotten, I don't know, a third rounder, fourth rounder.
The problem was it's week two. It's really hard.
I don't disagree with that. I know that it's early, but I mean, think about it this way, right? At the end of the day, now you have no leverage trading a guy like Russ. If you were to let him play another game and say, oh, we really hope he does well the next game, and then maybe we can trade him on a little bit of a higher note, great. But you've benched him after probably one of the worst games of his career against Kansas City. What are you going to get for him now?
That's a good point. You cut his value.
He nailed it, man. And it's funny because
it's hard to trade a guy after week two.
Trading is hard.
I know. I hear you.
Dude, I have this discussion all the time with baseball fans because usually baseball is the whole trade thing. Jeff McNeil is red hot. And I say, trade Jeff McNeil. And fans are like, why would you trade Jeff McNeil? He's right up.
What was this, 2 years ago, years ago?
Every year for the last 5 years, right. No one wants to trade people when it's hard.
Right.
You want to trade people when it's easy. Like right now, Met fans would trade David Peterson for a bag of balls. If I said to you in June when he was having an all-star first half, I want to trade David Peterson.
When he just goes a complete game,
him. Would anybody say yes?
Yeah, but you would have been wrong to trade him then.
No, or you would have been right. Just like last week.
The only pitcher giving you length. The only one.
I know, but
they set a Major League Baseball record for lack of depth.
But look what happened. When you trade someone at their height of value, look what you can get for them.
But the problem is you needed him. You needed David Peterson
back then. And last week you needed Russell Wilson, right? Because he was coming off 450 yards against Dallas.
No, you didn't.
Then how come when we brought this up, you can't do it?
In real time, yes, we needed Russell.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Russell Wilson. But then we saw the Dallas Cowboys play the Chicago Bears. And then we said, you know what? Jameis Winston probably could have done that.
But that's the lack of foresight we brought this up on Friday. I'll never forget it. You don't have to pull the order if you don't want Sean. But I said, and I even brought it up as a joke, you hear what they're saying on Reddit? Bengal fans are saying, let's trade for Russell Wilson. And we had a discussion about it.
And that was right after the Cowboy game.
It was right after the Cowboy game. And your answer was, you know what? He just threw for 450 yards. When the Giants are out of it, or if they're out of it near the trade deadline, I'll consider it.
Right.
It took 5 days for all of us to say, what were they doing?
Now, there's that part of it, but can we also give the Giants a little bit of credit here? Why were the Bengals making that move after week two? They liked Jake Browning. They wanted to see more of him. Now he stopped.
Well, because they knew that Jake Browning was a potential liability. He's a turnover liability.
Okay.
That's just who he's always been.
But he's also been a guy that 2 years ago won games for them.
Of course.
The question that we will never get an answer to, it's lie detector test, and I'd love to hear this from all general managers. Hey, Joe Shane, did you have any conversations about trading Russell Wilson after week two? Did anyone call you? Not did you call other people. Did anyone call you? That's what I'd love to know. Because it's a great point, Chump. Maybe the Bengals are like, we're good with Jake Browning. We're playing fantasy football here. But if someone did make a call and you're like, nah, man, he threw for 450, that is short-sighted, especially when we all knew he was eventually being replaced by Jackson Dart.
I agree with that. I think we're just jumping to conclusions thinking the phone was ringing off the hook.
Last week when I brought this up, what'd you say?
I don't remember, to be honest.
You don't even remember?
No, we weren't ready for it yet.
Right. Okay. Why not? If it was only going to take one bad week for us to then say, oh, it's Jackson Dart time. What'd that say about us?
I probably said I was open to it. Because I remember I was the one saying, I don't think the Dallas game quiets it down.
I apologize. You just created more work for yourself. Find the audio then.
Okay.
All right? Instead of us speculating. Right. That's the beauty. We always find the audio of the things we say.
Sure. When was this now?
I think it was Friday. I don't know. Search the podcast or something. Okay. Trading Russell Wilson.
Oh, I probably did that. All right, let me see.
I'm sure you did.
I think it was earlier.
Was it Thursday?
Yeah.
Wednesday? Monday?
I think it was like Monday.
It was the day after.
Or Tuesday.
Tiki's right. It was definitely earlier in the week.
All right, check it out. Let's go to Vinny in Staten Island. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, Vinny.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All's good, man.
What's up?
So, Evan, I know I was in the same boat as you guys, thinking that the Mets were just going to tear the cover off the ball this year.
Yeah.
But looking back early in the year, I mean, their offense really wasn't maybe what we thought it was, because I know we've all been waiting for them to break out 6 months now. But what more could we ask for from Soto, who's having an historic year? Lindor's going to go 30-30 again. Pete's having a great year. Nimmo's giving us a career year. So, you know, you look at Vientos and Alvarez, and we never had a center fielder. I think you could go out there and be better than some of these guys they ran out there. I don't know where the upgrade comes from. They relied on Alvarez, Vientos. We've seen those guys do it one time. So what were we? Would you be just looking through rose-colored glasses?
Yeah, I think. Well, first of all, let's address just the basic stuff. The Met offense has been a disappointment. Yeah. It's just backed by the facts right now. Like, six teams in the National League have scored more runs than the Mets.
Yeah.
So they're 7 of 15.
And that's collective disappointment.
Collective.
Because individually, there's good seasons, as he was just saying.
Yeah, the top guys were great. The bottom guys weren't. So I think before we get into the whys, let's just get it out of the way. The offense has been disappointing. Okay? It just has. The facts back it up. And I remember what I said to you guys at the beginning of the year, that baseball's become so reliant on offense that if you score enough runs, you'll make the playoffs. Pitching has actually become overrated. Well, even though the Met pitching has been such a problem, I'm going to tell you the teams who've scored more runs than the Mets, and you tell me what you notice. The Dodgers are number one.
Of course.
The Brewers are number two. Mm. This is the one caveat. The Diamondbacks are three. Keep an eye on them. Phillies, Cubs, then Mets. Every playoff team outside of San Diego has scored more runs than the New York Mets, because that's the way the sport is. You have to score a lot of runs. And by the way, the Arizona Diamondbacks may well end up being a playoff team based on where they are right now.
Right, especially if they score more runs than the Mets do in the last five games.
Sure.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.